Welcome to Self Discovery Media Network, formerly known as Self Discovery Radio. Each week we bring you illuminating shows from those making a difference in the lives of others. They've taken their own journey, they're here to share their skills, their wisdom to help you on yours. You can see more about us at selfdiscoverymedia.com and please listen to our wonderful collection of shows. Our next show is...
And welcome to the world according to Gus. And I'm not Gus. I'm Charles Eduardo's, your host. And Gus is God, universe, spirit. And I'm just one of those wacky heretic preachers that believes that God is known by many names and understood in many different ways through the various cultures around the world. There is one race on the planet, and that is the human race. And we are all created in the image of God. And according to my tradition, the Christian tradition, God said it was good. Five times in Genesis, he said it was good, it was good, it was good, it was good, it was good. And one time he said it was very good. So that's where I think, you know, just like to keep my focus there. You know what I'm saying? So today on The World According to Gus, and there's so many things within God's creation that we look at helping us to live a holistic life, a healthy life. And science is even validating so many things that were only believed in the past, but now we're finding scientific validation. And one of those is there's no matter. There's only energy. And energy basically is in the form of vibration. And my guest today happens to be a friend for many years. And I don't even remember, but we're going to get into it because it just came to me here. But Christina Grozic is, she does sound baths. And that's why I kind of did my little singing bowl, my Christmas present from my sister. But vibration is powerful. The solfeggio frequencies, the Schumann resonances, there's all of these different sound things that science is even discovering. Solfeggio goes back, it's ancient, but basically it just comes down to frequency, and they can have all kinds of calming effects and soothing effects, even in some instances potentially healing effects. Not that the sound is going to heal you necessarily directly, but it can certainly set up the environment, the conditions for the body to facilitate some corrective work inside. So, but before we get into it with Christina, I got to go back. I remember we had a few giggles on the set of Antoine Fisher's Story because I had a featured extra part in there and you were part of the production team. But I met you before that. And I'm trying to remember what that was. Do you happen to remember, Christina?
It had to be production, I'm sure. Yeah. Was it maybe on the Russo's?
It might have been. Yeah. Maybe the Welcome to Collinwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
But, yeah, so Christina, tell the people a little bit about your history in that line of work and kind of bring us up to how you have come to get involved in these new things that you're doing now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, my background is film production and event coordination. So really it's all about like gathering information and organizing the logistics of it and then pushing it forward, you know, and basically communicating with people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've worked with a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds, and I think films are interesting because they attract so many different kinds of people that if you were to like have all of them in a room and you're like, okay, we'll see which people connect. Usually these people probably would not come together if it wasn't for a film. So, okay. And involved in that are knowing how to talk to people. So there's so many different ways to communicate depending on who you're talking to. But the one thing everyone has in common is a goal and the fact that, you know, they want to do well at it.
Yeah.
So through these experiences, you know, I think people go in with these preconceived notions of, well, you know, this person, that, and labels. And then when they work under such extreme circumstances and long hours and running and stress, then they realize at the end of the day that really they're all much more alike than what they initially thought going into it.
Absolutely. And,
yeah. And they form like friendships usually for life. You know, mm-hmm. So when they realize and they break down the labels and the preconceived notions and they realize we're all just people just really working hard to make something here.
Yeah.
Then you see all of that go away.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my background. And then, you know, I started studying like energy as long as I could remember. I started doing yoga like over 13 years ago. At that point, someone told me I should try to meditate and sit there in stillness and let the thoughts go. Well, my background is not to let thoughts go. It's to plan, and it's, you know, multitasking and having a lot of things happen at once. So for me to sit there was really hard. And then I was thinking about not thinking. So the whole point of sitting there was to clear my head and the thoughts. And then I'm thinking, stop thinking, stop thinking. And now I'm thinking about not thinking. So I'm like, this is not working for me. So I found my first singing bowl. And when I found my first singing bowl, you know, I played around with it and something about it, like I could find myself like playing with it for long periods of time and not even really realizing how much time had passed. But I also realized that I wasn't thinking when I was playing with it.
Okay.
So that organically led me to be able to study a practice of more formalized meditation where I could sit in stillness and let thoughts go. Because the sound and the singing bowl practice really allowed me to fine tune my focus and be comfortable with it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of how it started. Yeah. And then I studied polarity therapy, which is all energy based and elemental based. And, you know, I see like that changed my life because now when I see people, I see elements. And when you see elements, you're like, okay, I know how to deal with this because, you know, there's some kind of imbalance.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have an air personality, the air personality is going to be da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they're not probably even going to realize what they're actually saying, and they're probably going to keep repeating it. And you realize that's an air element out of balance, or someone that doesn't talk at all, then that's an air element out of balance. So you can incorporate, like, different foods and exercises, and that's kind of in lines with the Ayurvedic principles of the Eastern culture, right?
Sure.
Of doing that. So yeah, I went and got certified in yoga and I'm an integrated health coach. So I take mind, body, and spirit and help people on their path. And then the certified sound bowl vibrational therapy and Reiki. So everything I've studied has been energy. So I think like, you know, I still do production work, but I've got to tell you, I think more and more, I started teaching this stuff a couple of years ago and presenting workshops because I would travel all the time for jobs. And one of the things I noticed is no matter where I went, I would see people that just looked really sad. And I would ask them like, hey, how's it going? Oh, not so good. And I'm, oh, okay. Well, what's going on? You know, are you okay? Do you need to talk about it? And the world had gotten so heavy. So I realized like, we need a lot of healing going on this planet. And we need to realize that like a film set, when people realize when they get past those first couple weeks, we're all in it together. So that's kind of how I came to do what I'm doing. And I'm getting called to do it more and more each day.
Sure.
So it's choosing me at this point.
I have to tell you, I am actually, when you first told me that you had recently gotten into this, this was more of a recent thing for you. I kind of, just from what I got from you back then, way back when, I was surprised that this was new for you. I just, because you have such a calm energy about you as long as I've ever known you. And of course, you know, we just seem to kind of connect anyway, the first time we met. And I think it was on Welcome to Collinwood set. So, and for those of you who are like, my three scenes never made the final cut. I ended up on the cutting room floor. So, but that was a fun shoot. And if I'll still jump into a movie if I can to stay young. That helps me maintain my youth and insanity. Yeah, I was just shocked that that was new for you, because it just, you seem to be, from the first time I met you, just such a progressive person. But it's not a surprise that you have kind of found a new home in this practice with energy and whatnot. And I love your story, you know, because I get that, you know, you get so used to planning and focusing as a leader and as a manager. My work in corporate America, the work that I did back in law enforcement, you know, you're always thinking, mine's always going, so how do you make it stop, you know? And you found your way with the bulls. And I so get it, because I'll sit with my bulls sometimes and I'll just, and next thing I know, like an hour has passed, you know, just playing with speeding up and letting it fade down and then bringing it back louder. And just, it's crazy. It's really wild. So tell me again now for, and we will be, we're going to be scrolling your information underneath your video there, so that people can get the information on how to get in touch with you. But talk some more about the classes that you do. You offer several different types of classes.
I do, yeah. So so with my first singing bowl, I got that about 13 years ago. So I've been doing it for a while. Just haven't been teaching it.
Okay.
You know, so but now I'm teaching the classes, and I teach a singing bowl class, which is kind of an overview, because we have the metal bowls that people know, and then there's crystal bowls. There's so many different types of bowls.
Yes, yes.
But it's just like you were saying, it is amazing how sound is used so much in the everyday world. And I just taught a workshop on Friday, and one of the things that we talked about, and people were like, wait a second, what? Because at the end of the day, sound is the vibration that we can hear. Mm-hmm. Right. And we all know what that feels like when, you know, it's positive, like maybe our favorite song, or maybe it's a siren or a horn. And then we know what that feels like too. Mm-hmm. But one of the things we talk about as well is, so how do the vibrations we don't hear impact us?
Ah,
you know, because there's still vibrations and energy coming our way all the time. So we explore that in the workshop for Sound and Silence, which is focused on singing bowls and kind of teaching people how to use them, the different kinds. But I think, and when we first get into it, I tell people, I promise you, we will get to the singing bowls tonight. But it's really, really important that you know the impact that vibration and energy is having on you, whether you hear it or you do not. And the more in tune with your body you are and your space, you're going to know when something is disrupting you. You might think, I wonder what is around me right now that maybe I can't see or hear that could be impacting me. Okay. So that's one of the workshops. Yeah. And then I teach a workshop on synchronicity. So it's looking for all of those things in your life, because everyone has the answers, right? It's just tapping into them.
Yes.
So how do you find the answers? You know, so it's helping people recognize those signs that come to us. And I know you probably, you know, I mean, you probably know a million people like this too, that come to you, especially in your role or the many roles you've had, because you have done so many things. I'm constantly amazed every time I talk to you, and it is so inspiring. And I'm always so excited when we get to connect, because I learn something new all the time. And, you know, you hear people that say like, you know, if only I had a sign, if only I could find a sign and I knew what to do.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you're like, well, did you see that one? Did you see this one? Did you see that? And they're just, they're so focused on, you know, I wish I had a sign. And the signs are coming at them left and right, but they're so focused on in their head that they can't get out of it to see the signs.
Right.
You know, so it's making people get out of it so they could recognize what's around them. And that is creating the space and the awareness. Yeah. And then the other one is creating balance in our body through music, mindfulness, and movement. So it's kind of, you know, dealing with those energetic systems in our body to help balance them through, you know, subtle movement, through vocal exercises, even something as simple as, like, this is a really cheap fix that I get for people. They're like, I can't afford a drum. I can't afford a singing bowl. And I'm like, you know what? Do you have like an empty to-go container or an old plastic peanut butter jar? Get some coffee beans and like tape it and just shake it three times in a rhythm. One, two, three, one, two, three. And that rhythm is going to help focus your brain.
Yeah.
So there's always other options, you know?
Sure, sure.
So, yeah. So those are some of the workshops that I teach.
How cool is that? I remember as a boy, we would take oatmeal, you know, the oatmeal will come in that round container, the Quaker Oats, and that was empty, you know, we put the lid back on it and make it a drum, you know, so you can get creative, you know, and make instruments out of pretty much anything, and particularly percussion. So that's great. That is just so neat. And the simplicity. You find that a lot of times we tend to complicate things that are really very simple.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, just I love the way you're breaking things down and making it very simple, showing how anybody can do this. And then I love the idea of, too, becoming attentive to the signs, starting to see things that you've never seen before. Just that whole mindfulness practice, you know. Is there anything maybe that you could share anecdotally or even as a technique and how you have helped people to become maybe a little bit more aware of things and to start to see things more clearly?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, one of the biggest pieces of advice I give people is, and sometimes we need this reminder, is usually if something is coming your way, like a person is not treating you in a loving way, it really has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So don't take it personal. That's the first rule. Do not take it personal, because for as horrible as an experience as it could be, it is only what you allow it to be. So when you step outside of it and you say, this has nothing to do with me, this person is hurting in some way, and they're lashing and projecting on me. So I always kind of remind people of that. And then I was in Thailand actually at this time last year, and I'm working on a film project about energy and sound. And one of the people that I interviewed was a monk, and he had taught meditation for years. And we talked, I mean, we were only supposed to talk for like 30 minutes, and we talked for hours. And then finally, you know, our video guy's like, hey, we got to wrap it up. My batteries are all done. I'm like, okay. You know, so we wrapped it up, but we talked off record, you know. So, but he told me at the end, he's like, you know, I want you to look at it this way. Do you take time to pick out your clothes? I do. You know, do you wear makeup? Yes, I wear makeup. So you take time to get ready? Yes. You know, do you exercise? Yes. Do you buy like certain foods? Do you like to, you know, watch your diet? Yes. Okay. So we all spend so much time on outward appearances. He's like, how often are you exercising your brain? Because that's the most important tool that you have. And like, everyone knows this, but you need a reminder sometimes. And when he said that, I'm like, huh. And he's like, do you take as much time to do that? And I'm like, that's interesting. You know, thank you for that reminder. So I always tell people, you know, just even because I think a lot of times, like you said, it's keeping it simple.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when people are like, you need to meditate, sit down for a half hour a day and clear your head and just breathe. That's great when you get to that point, but you don't have to start there. Whatever you do to start and whatever works for you, works for you. And even if it's a minute a day, even if it is 1 minute where you just take time for yourself to sit there and just focus on your breathing. Just focus and listen. Listen to your breath. Take it in, hold it, and release it. Take it in, hold it, and release it. And listen to it. Allow yourself to feel your belly rise, and then allow yourself to feel it, like deflate, right? Yeah. Feel how that feels. Yeah. Feel the difference in your body before and after you do that. And when, like, you've gotten to 1 minute and that's comfortable for you, maybe try 2 minutes. And then just keep expanding your practice, because that's what I remind people is it's a practice. Yes. So finding your breathing is, in the most stressful moments, one of the fastest ways to get back to a place of focus. Get back to the place of focus. So if you're in a stressful moment, take a deep breath in and just allow it to settle, right? And then come back to the situation.
Absolutely. That's so confirming, because listeners here to listeners and viewers here at The World According to Gus, we've talked about that, and even the mindful practice of just bring your attention to your breath. Maybe don't even necessarily try to control it, but just watch it, observe your breathing, and then notice what happens to you. What goes on within your body as you just watch your breathing. And invariably people say, wow, I felt my shoulders kind of relax. You know, it's, you know, just getting back to that natural breathing and belly breathing. I tell people sometimes, if you ever have the opportunity, watch a baby breathe and then try to imitate the baby.
Oh, that's a great approach. Yeah.
Because the baby hasn't learned all this other good stuff that we've learned, right?
The baby hasn't been told, go ahead and suck in your stomach.
right, exactly. Yeah. The baby hasn't moved into vanity yet, you know?
Right. Yeah, I'm like, just let it out, guys. Yeah. Let it out. Yep. Just be. Yeah.
Yes. And that now, oh, Christina, you hit one right there. Be. You know, we're so busy being human doings, and we've forgotten how to be human beings. And just,
oh, Charles, I love that. Human doings. I love that.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we do, though. We're doing this and we're doing that, and guilty, you know. But we need to take time just to be and allow what is to be what it is, because it's going to be that anyway, you know. And part of our angst comes from resisting what is. Well, this is the way it is. Okay. Am I able to bring about some form of a positive change? Yes. Okay, fine. Well, do that. No, if I can't, well, fine. Let it go. We get so caught up in, well, it shouldn't be this way, and we should on ourselves, and we should on others, and we should all over the place, and then I have to go and buy Charmin for everybody.
Well, I love what you just said, and actually my theme, I try to come up with the theme for each year, and my theme this year is to let it go.
That's good.
Yeah, I actually, here on my neck, I have a key, and it's kind of, I don't know if you guys can see it, but it's, the key is, it says on it, let it go. So I think of this key as the key to happiness is just letting it go. Yeah. Let go of what you can't control and let it go. Just let it be.
Yeah. I think there were some immortal prophets that had a song that said that, let it be, let it be. Yeah, that's there's a powerful message there, and I love that that symbol that you have. The key for your happiness and peace is letting it go. That's great. So, as you expand, do you have any particular areas that you prefer to work in, or are you just all over the place? I know in your production work, you're traveling, you're hitting it and getting it. In this, and just tell me how are you balancing that? How does that working for you?
Well, I think The majority of my time right now is spent doing wellness oriented stuff. So I think, you know, I've studied for years, like I've always looked for, well, I want to know more about that. Like I'm all, you will always find me in some kind of class trying to learn something. I am a constant lifelong student all the time. Yeah. So yeah, it's like, oh, you know, so when we talk, I love it because I'm always learning so much. And ironically, I was at a coffee shop the other day, like tweaking out one of the workshops I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And as I'm doing it, there was a gentleman a couple seats down from me. He's like, hey, can I bother you? And I'm like, sure. You know, what's going on? He's like, how do you spell this word? So he's like, I can't find it. And I'm like, well, let me look it up. And I'm not sure I know how to spell it, but we'll figure it out together. So I found it. And then he starts talking. And he, at the end, was like, oh my gosh. And everything that I was putting into my workshop at that point, at that moment, was literally like, there were a couple words and phrases that were exactly spot on from what he was telling me. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, this is so crazy because I'm working on a synchronicity workshop. This is what's happening. You know? Yes. So, and it was a part that I was thinking about maybe cutting out. Uh-huh. And when he said that, I knew, I'm like, no, this does not get cut out. This needs to stay in. So I told him, because he told me, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm so sorry for talking your ear off. And I'm like, you didn't talk my ear off. He's like, well, you know, thanks for letting me do that. I'm like, sir, I learned so much from you. Like, I am so grateful for this time that we've shared here. So thank you for like allowing me to be a part of that. And thank you for asking me how to spell that word, because I just learned a new word too. Yeah. So, you know, I'm always trying to study and learn. And I think like the different modalities that I've practiced, you know, I've kind of integrated them all into wellness. So depending on who the client is or who the group is, I go in always with an open mind.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of try to hear what is needed. So I'll take the different modalities and integrate them to that situation. So the best way to probably summarize like how I'm spending my time is as an integrated health or wellness coach. So it's helping people on that path, you know, but I am still doing film work. I'm not doing as much of it right now because I really feel like I said, this right now is choosing me like rapidly. So, you know, and I really feel that there's a lot going on in the world where people are looking for other ways of doing things. Yeah. And I feel like and again, they have the answers in them, but they may need a little guidance to find them and find how to tap into them. So I feel like I'm being called maybe to help on that front. So it's really important to me to contribute.
That's, you know, what you said there too is a large part of where I've come to be in Christian ministry, and which kind of puts me on the fringes, I guess, so to speak, because of even some of the things that Jesus himself said about, you know, it's in you already. There are promises like, you know, that we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, see, now the neurolinguistic master practitioner in me says, okay, so what does that mean? Godliness. We throw these ecclesiastical words around and, you know, get the waters muddied by what institutionalized religion has said this means, which in many instances does not really quite align with what the original language of the scripture is talking about, even righteousness and, you know, these scary words that we use, right? So we're created in the image of God. And if I can bring my energy and my particular gift mix, because I believe everybody has a gift mix. We're not just gifted in one particular thing, but there may be various things. You're a gifted communicator. Along with everything else that you have learned. And there are certain natural gifts that come with the package that each one of us is. But then there are other things that we learn and we are kind of called to learn. We have different things that choose us that say, learn me. And so we go and do that. And then as we come together, as you and I have come together in this program, you know, touching lives, opening doors and windows in the minds of people, bringing hope, bringing encouragement, bringing the sparking the imagination of people to say, hey, well, maybe I can. Well, yeah, maybe you can. Go ahead and give it a shot, you know. And the worst thing is you find out that it maybe isn't for you, but you're still going to learn. You can't help but learn something along the way and expand and become an even more phenomenal person. You're already amazing. Of course, Christina, you know that. You are amazing, but I'm speaking to those that are listening to us. You know, everyone out there, and I'm sure you would agree with me, everyone that is watching this program, listening to this program, discover how amazing you are. And Christine is one of the people that can help you along the lines and in the disciplines that she has found or have found her. I like that because that's kind of how I feel about a lot of the stuff I do. It kind of found me out of my curiosity, I guess, but then it kind of jumped on me and I can't get rid of it. And even at 70 years of age, I'm still learning. I always will be learning and growing the vastness of the wisdom and the knowledge that is within the universe, that one lifetime isn't enough to get it all. So vibration, I want to go back to, are you familiar at all with Penny Pierce and some of her work?
I am not, no. Who's Penny Pierce?
Penny Pierce wrote a book entitled Frequency. And she talks in that book all about, you know, the whole idea that everything is frequency and energy, you know. Yeah, that I think you might really enjoy that one. It's a great book. There's a series of them. The first one was The Intuitive Way, I think, but the best of the best is Frequency, and then she went on to the next one, which is, it has to do with perception, and I'll send it to you, but it just, again, there's so much good stuff out there, but I think that'll be right up your alley. You might like that. But she talks about how, even to the extent, right here in this room where I am, I believe that there's other life at different levels of vibration. There are what we call the dimensions and the hyper dimensions of life and everything, and the alternate realities that are going on within the same basic space. Within time, space, and everything, but yet we are in a particular level of vibration here. And I believe the day is coming where, you know, we can get up and maybe walk across the room and even shift our personal vibration and step into another dimension. Again, possibility. If we can think these things, that kind of presupposes that we can probably do them. Just a matter of learning. Yeah. So you're smiling.
Yeah. Really. Well, no, I totally agree with you. How the name of it is escaping me, but there was a Matthew McConaughey movie where it showed something like that and just the different dimensions. And recently, I know they were able to photograph a sonic boom and what that looks like. And
when you
see like sci-fi, oh my gosh, I mean, that's exactly what it looks like, a dimension.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, and we're getting so close.
Yeah. You're talking about Interstellar, aren't you,
Matthew? Yes, that was it. Yes.
Oh, that was fabulous. Yeah. I'm not a big Matthew McConaughey fan, but that story was just so phenomenal, you know, and just even to the whole time continue. Time is, you know, what is time? That's a whole nother program, I guess, you know, but we are in this time continuum, and it's somewhat, we have limitations by the vehicle that we are in. Now, vehicle we are in, that's our body. But who I am is just riding within this vehicle. But that who I am in spirit or pure consciousness, I can go from here to across the universe just like that in consciousness. We can do that. We talk about imagination. We do that sometimes with imagination. We'll imagine something, imagine being somewhere. And the mind can't make a distinction between what actually is and what it imagines. You know, if you imagine it, it's like it doesn't know the difference. So this, I'm going off on a deep end here, but
no, you're not.
But this is, this is some of the stuff. This is where we're going, I believe, as people, and this is where we're moving out of the old mythic mind, as Ken Wilber talks about, as we're ascending in our conscious awareness, and we're getting to that non-dual mind where I am one with you. I am one with the universe. All things are me, and I am all things. And this is what Jesus was talking about in the 17th chapter of John. So, wow. Okay, calm down, calm down. You're the host of the show. But
no, but you have, I mean, you spoke on so many like really great points, because I mean, you have so many things and people talking about like manifesting what
yes.
you want.
Yes.
And that is your, I mean, that goes back to what you just said, is that is your imagination of creating what you want around you through dreaming about it, right? And through seeing it in a bigger scale and like seeing it come to life, right? So you're putting out the positivity because the universe works with you. And when you say, hey, I would like this to happen, you know, if it's in right. your best interest, yeah, they've got
right.
you.
Right, right, right. And this is part part of what you're doing, even the how is it, yeah, the vibration when can you talk a little bit about what happens when we get into a sound bath or something like this, where we're moving in or exposing ourselves to higher vibrations, to resonant frequencies, that has an effect, again, not just mentally, but physically. It can actually have subtle and even sometimes dramatic effects on physicality. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Sure. I think one of the ways, and this is why early on in our discussion, I had said that I always, when I'm doing workshop, I always go through the basics of what vibrations are, because the sound bowls, what do? They release a frequency and a vibration, you know? Yeah. So it's important to know, like, okay, well, why is that important? So I kind of will illustrate the study done by the Japanese researcher Moto. Mm-hmm. And how he took the different water samples
yes.
and exposed them, right,
yeah.
to either really beautiful, like, sounds
right.
with intention behind it, right, good intention, or negative environments. And yeah. the result of that, it either formed these amazing crystals or something that wasn't beautiful at all, right? Yeah. So it literally right. changed the molecular structure of it.
Right.
All through sound and intention. So right. if that is happening to water, I always remind people, well, maybe you look at this and you're like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. That's a cool water experiment.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you're 70% water, and the yes. earth is about 70% water.
Yeah.
So when a vibration is coming in touch and connecting with you, how is that affecting you? How is yeah. that affecting the planet as a whole?
Yeah.
So I always tell people that, because the sound baths are phenomenal. And I also do work on the body with the bowls. So I use the metal bowls on the body. And what I do is, it's kind of like a massage. So you would lay on a massage table, or if that's not comfortable for you, you can lay on the floor and I can work around that too. Mm-hmm. And then I place the bowls on the different energy centers in the body.
Okay.
And it's a much more direct, like, feeling, you know, in the system, and people love it. And it's kind of, I describe it as a massage for your nervous system. Wow. So when you impact with the bowls, when the bowls kind of come into your system, right? Mm-hmm. What's happening is you're relaxing, you're reducing stress, you go into a calmer state, you're almost going into that dreamlike state that we go into when we sleep.
Yeah.
And when that happens, like, I would never tell, because I've had people say, well, will this heal me? I cannot tell you that this will heal you. I will not tell you that it will heal you, but here's what I'm going to tell you is it is going to reduce stress. It is going to help balance your energy centers. Mm-hmm. Think of it in terms of, like, your system is a river of some sort.
Yes.
And it is moving. And when it's healthy, it's beautiful, right? Yes. But then life happens to you.
Yes.
And all of these things start sticking because you're holding on to them and not letting go. Yeah. And when you don't let go of them, that's when inflammation starts. That's when disease settles in.
Yes.
So it's like a pebble that you drop in water. When the petal hits the water, this puddle expands. Yeah. All these vibrations are moving.
Yeah.
So think of your body and your energy system like that. Yeah. Right? You want to clear out that baggage that we've built.
Yeah.
And that's causing stagnation. So we're moving. We're energetic bodies. So you want to keep the energy moving.
Yeah.
So the bowl will help to kind of, like, facilitate that flow of energy. Because if you think of that pebble again, think of the pebble in the water, it's moving it, right? So when you're relaxed, like, your body will take care of itself. But you have to allow and give your body permission to let go.
Yes. Yeah. Science.
So that's how I describe it.
Yeah, the science around what you were just saying, the stress, and they're pretty much all disease, dis-ease, is stress-related. Everything, you know. So if there's one goal that we should have, there I go shooting, I don't like doing that, but one goal I have is to reduce stress as much as possible in my life, you know. So you move to, and that's not where you get the I don't give a care attitude, but that's not necessarily healthy either. But when you can just, again, relax, allow what is to be, when you can just, is there something that I can do about this? And one of the things that I love, particularly when I go out to a restaurant or shopping or something, and maybe one of the clerks is real cranky, I make it a goal to make them smile before I leave, you know, and kind of just change their life for a moment, you know. When we can think of little things like that, that we can do in our lives, as we begin to improve and walk in better health, to share that with others in little subtle ways, be an undercover agent for wellness in the universe. Yeah, that could be fun. We might have to start that. We'll have the world according to Gus, secret agents, and we'll send you out into the world.
Gerard, you come up with the best terms. I love the way you use words. I love the way you
use words. Well, thank you. Christina, it's been absolutely a blast having you on. And I want to talk with you again, and let's talk about the movement piece too, and get into that, because that was one of the things that George Ivanovich Gurdjieff in his, what was it called, The Fourth Way, he talked about the heart center, the mind center, and the movement center. And very interesting. A lot of things, even in the ancient church, with the genuflecting and the in the Orthodox Church, the full prostrations and these different movements had deep mystical, esoteric meanings that have been lost, and it's coming back now. Not so much in the church, but it's coming back in work like Christina is doing and others, making that connection, the mind, body, soul, total, the totality of who we are, and bringing harmony and peace there. And this is why I look so good at 572 years of age. What can I so? But
you look fabulous, absolutely.
You look fabulous, darling. You know, and it's better to look good than to feel good. Okay. I'm channeling Billy Crystal now. Oh, God. But it's been a blast. It's always a blast with you, Christina. We're going to have Thank to get you back on the program again. Tell the people now how they can get in touch with you. And again, it's going to be on our, we'll have it on the program site. And it's beneath you on the screen, but tell them, let them hear you tell them.
Yeah, I think the best way right now for people to get a hold of me is through a website that I do. And it's currently more geared towards travel, but I'm in the process of kind of revamping it to incorporate the wellness stuff I've been doing over the past couple of years. But the whole theme of the site is traveling light. And people are like, what? Like, take less like clothes or pack lighter? And I'm like, no, it's like letting go of baggage, you know? So it's traveling light. So the signature on it is traveling light. The site is Bohemian Babe Travels with an S at the end .com. And then there's a contact page on there. So Bohemian, because I like the reminder of thinking outside of the box.
Yeah.
Because things may not always be what they seem.
Yeah.
And then the babe part is to always keep a reminder of looking at the world in awe, because it is spectacular. So through a childlike lens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the really Bohemian cool. Babe.
Okay. BohemianBabeTravels.com. And there's a contact page. Awesome. Awesome. Continue doing the fabulous work that you're doing. And I'm going to send you that information on Penny Pierce after our program here today. And all of you who are faithful viewers and listeners to The World According to Gus, you will be hearing more about Christina Grozic, and reach out. It's just fabulous work that she's doing, and we all need it. We all need to have that connection, connect to the energy, connect to the source, and then just do fabulous things. And I love what Christina just said about, you know, with eyes of a child, you know, just there's always some, wow, you know, we're in trouble when we think we've got a handle on everything. You know, just don't be so sure. I love asking the questions. Help me understand. Help me see through your eyes. Yeah. Connect with somebody, share some love, and stay tuned for the next episode of The World According to Gus. Thank you again, Christina.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We hope that you enjoyed the show. To hear more of these wonderful shows on selfdiscoverymedia.com, just look up our podcast genre list. You will see many shows archives there ready for listening. Don't forget to share these wonderful shows. And if you wish to be a guest or a host, or you have an organization that needs to be highlighted, contact us at info@selfdiscoverymedia.com. Bye for now.